Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the radio segment that just did a TED Talk all about Mountain Dew. It got rave reviews.
Okay.
No way.
Unfortunately, he passed out in the middle of it and wet himself. But I'm sure that's not why it's going viral.
Do the do, man.
It's okay. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other sewer snorkelers just don't.
Ew.
This first laser story is out of Atlanta. A guy named Candy Franklin went to a Waffle House the other day.
Nice.
And it's not clear if he'd been drinking or not, but it was 1 a.m. So when all the drunk people come in.
I mean, do you go to a Waffle House at 1 a.m?
Yeah. No, you don't.
No.
I don't think they let you in.
Yeah.
Right. They're like breathalyzer.
Anyway, his order included some eggs with cheese, but they forgot them.
Uh-oh. Bummer.
And so he complained. And then when they finally did bring the eggs, they didn't have any cheese on them.
Again?
Come on.
This is so simple.
I mean, what's going on with service at 1 a.m. at Waffle House?
You call your top-notch service over here. Yeah.
So he complained again, and eventually he did get the cheesy eggs that he ordered.
Good. Good.
But then, when he was checking to make sure the order was correct, he saw people running out of the restaurant. And that's when he looked up, and his waitress was pointing a gun in his direction.
What?
Oh, no. Oh my God.
There's the service I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Her name is Angelic Patterson. While she was walking over to him, was also threatening to shoot him.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
She was tired.
So,
yeah. She had a long day. Yeah. We've all been there.
Or she was hyped up.
Yeah.
What did Candy do? He decided to call her bluff.
Oh.
He told her there was no way that she was going to shoot him over some messed up eggs.
You got some big testicles to pull this off, bro.
It's risky.
Did she?
Gosh. And she cocked the gun.
Oh!
And he realized she might actually do this.
Yeah.
I mean, she worked at a Waffle House at 1 a.m. She has nothing to lose.
And so he took off. In the end, she didn't fire any shots, and no one got hurt.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But she's now facing charges for aggravated assault. As for Candy, reports are that he got a gift card for an undisclosed amount.
You know, if he went there drunk, he never would have complained about the food.
Yeah. I want to see a Karen roll up on Angel. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a fun video to watch on TikTok.
I'm pretty sure Angel didn't lose her job over that.
No,
right?
Not at all. They were like, she's just following protocol.
Yeah.
That takes initiative. You need to be a manager.
Yeah, for raise.
This next laser story is out of Marlboro, Maryland. A certain group of fugitives have been on the loose for weeks.
Oh, what?
And even though they should be pretty easy to spot, they haven't been taken into custody. That's because the bandits on the run are real-life zebras.
Did you say we were in Maryland?
What? Nope.
If you haven't heard, these zebras escaped from a farm and have been roaming the area ever since.
Whoa.
Government officials have tried just about everything from special zebra food to safe traps to hiring an actual cowboy to come in and rope the animals.
Okay.
Unfortunately, nothing has worked.
Whoa.
But you know what they say, when you have a zebra problem, throw more zebras at it.
Is that what they
Is that the same?
That is.
Not catchy at all.
And that's exactly their new plan.
Wait, they're going to put more zebras on the loose?
It was just announced in a press release that the owner of the farm's taken two zebras from the herd and are keeping them in an enclosure in the center of his property. And the hope is that by utilizing food and the other zebras as potential mates, the escape zebras will return.
They're putting some sexy zebras on the case, trying to lure the bandits in.
Zebras with a case of White Claw.
Yeah.
Putting lipstick on them.
And while
right.
This might sound a little bit ridiculous and potentially cause more on the run zebras.
Yeah.
Vets and officials believe this is actually the best approach for successful capture.
Huh. Oh my God, can you imagine waking up and seeing a zebra in your backyard?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Until then, officials ask that anyone who sees the zebras report the sightings, and whatever you do, please do not try to ride one.
Oh, I think I'd have to. Jeff. Take a photo with them.
Several people on Twitter have said they'd like to do that and get a selfie.
Yeah, first thing I thought of, honestly.
Exactly.
This next laser story is out of China. If your kid is a total jerk, who should be held responsible for that? China says the parents, of course.
Duh.
Uh-oh,
yeah.
Uh-oh, Brooke.
There we go.
Dude, my kids are awesome.
They're sweet. They're sweet now.
And they aren't joking around about this, because China's parliament says they plan to draft legislation to punish parents if their young children exhibit, quote, very bad behavior.
My best friend's kid just got kicked out of gymnastics class because he was so naughty.
No.
She's getting fined.
According to new law, parents must arrange a time for their children to rest, play, and exercise. If they don't do that, parents could be fined and serve jail time as well.
Dude, I would have gotten my parents in so much trouble.
This follows a trend of the Chinese government stepping in on their citizens' parenting skills. In recent months, the education ministry's limited gaming hours for minors.
I heard that.
Allowing them to play online games for only 1 hour on the weekends.
How would you live?
I would have ran away to North Korea.
Oh, yeah. Her life could be easy.
It would be way easier.
North Korea.
The good life.
That's right.
So dumb.
They've also cut back on homework, and they've banned after-school tutoring for major subjects.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Suddenly, you're coming back from North Korea.
Yeah. Now you have to do homework. You're so torn.
Just give me dual citizenship.
Yeah. You just want Korea for the weekend.
Yes, thank you.
The government says these rules are necessary to help children who are feeling a little bit overwhelmed with school and life. But the Chinese kids say they're more bored now than ever.
Oh, yeah. I bet, dude.
Bored leads to good imagination, though.
Oh, boo!
I mean, yeah, just saying.
This next laser story is out of the social media central. You guys remember the dress that went viral a few years ago? Because some people saw black and blue and others saw gold and white.
Yeah, because it's gold and white.
Well, a different optical illusion dress is going viral now. But this one was apparently intentional.
What do you mean?
So TikTok is currently obsessed with a $24 dress made by a company called Fashion Nova because it makes you look thinner than you actually are.
Oh, la, la. Everybody knows what Fashion Nova is.
Yeah, Fashion Nova, I was going to say. Even
you said
I like
so
Fashion
weird.
Nova.
Yeah, I know. What is this weird company?
It's called like the Mind of My Own Maxi Dress.
The Mind of My Own, okay.
I'm going to show you a picture of it right here.
Oh, I know this dress. I just watched like 8 TikToks about it.
It's got black, white, and brown vertical stripes all over it,
really,
which
dress.
Tend to be thinning in general.
Yeah.
But the real illusion with it has to do with the built-in belt that cinches at your waist.
Is that audio of a girl putting it on?
Yeah.
So once that happens, the belt blends in with the dress, so you can't really even tell that it's there.
I did not see a belt.
And it makes your waist look way smaller, almost like you're in a corset.
Yeah. I went deep into TikTok on this one. I'm going to tell you, it works okay. It depends on the person that's wearing it.
I'm just saying.
Like, it depends on where the belt hits.
A woman on TikTok posted a video of herself in the dress last week. And when she pulls the belt tight, it looks like her waist shrinks by about 3 inches.
Oh, wow.
Her waist gets tiny.
It's already sold out on Fashion Nova's website, and women are asking them to get more in stock. But the best you can do right now is sign up and be notified by email as soon as more arrive.
I'm going to warn you, ladies. You're going to go to the club, and there's going to be 8 other women wearing the same dress.
I know one guy who's not worried about his waistline.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably because he had a gastric shell bypass. So we can only eat half of a lettuce leaf at this point, not a full one.
Yikes.
And that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.